Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a roll call, please. Mayor Perkins, present. Trustee Murphy, Trustee Willicott, Trustee Lauer, Trustee Chatterton.
We're different. I don't know the people. Okay. Want to give us your names for our new clerk?
Tom Board, Camden Group.
Nice to meet you.
Ken Sherrible, Camden Group.
Nice to meet you.
William Hammond for the code enforcement.
Paul Baxter, Circuit Rider for the Psycho Commission.
Yeah. So,
Okay, and then on Zoom, we have, he's the only one.
The only person on Zoom right now is Steve.
Okay. All right, you have in front of you the minutes from June 15th. Meeting.
Okay.
And last month, July 20th. Minutes.
Make a motion to be read.
All right. For our communications, I didn't have a whole lot other than to say that our old home day went well. And thanks to Shannon Masters for taking that on and doing a good job. Big job. But it was good to see all the vendors out. And it was a beautiful day to have such an event. Hopefully next year will be as successful with as many vendors or more. Hopefully a good turnout. I think she's aiming to put it down at the Fireman's Field next year to get more audience and more vendors possibly. And any other communications, one of the items is the New York Forward, which we'll discuss later. Letter of intent was sent. And thanks to Tug Hill for their assistance on that. See, discuss that, where that's going, and get some names to add on, possibly. All right, our reports. Legislative roll. That's the report from the Camden Group. The story report. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone sent that. Hold on a second.
The poop is still flying.
Well, what a comfort.
It's hard to stop. I was talking with some people the other day when they were talking about COVID and special people and stuff like that. And in spite of them, I said, water wastewater operators never got the day off. You can't operate without water and the toilet. So, Wade's done a great job as far as I'm concerned. What we did this month was we had troubles with the North River lift station, and I'm not completely sure that part of it's with the vibrations and all the work that's being done at that bridge. It threw off the control systems in it. And when that happens and the pump doesn't run, it fills that lift station and the building across the street gets flooded. Mm-hmm. We've since had Kester come in with a back truck and sweeper, gentleman, that big vacuum truck. We cleared the construction area. We cleaned the tank completely out, and we installed a temporary flapper valve on his incoming.
Did you have one? It didn't have one?
No. No. Oh. Well, it was there, but it was rotted off. That's how old that station is.
Oh, okay.
So they got the measurements down. They got one in there that works. I'd rather have a stainless steel one in there than something that's not going to rot off. So they're looking into doing that. So. So we noticed at the plant, since we cleaned that lift station out, we had a guy inside. I think I sent you a picture of the guy inside the thing, but he was down there. He cleaned it all out. We had the protocols were there for the confined space. We had an old 2 meter and a tripod, and he was hooked into a harness in case anything happened. But Mike has noticed at the plant, since he did clean that out, that one station at the main station, the grit in the grit room is decreased, and the plant's looking a little bit better. Still heavy, but and I sent you a proposal to clean the other two lift stations, South Railroad and the Church Street one. They have never been cleaned out, but they got crap in them that's forever.
Yeah, you said they've never been cleaned out. Is that something that's supposed to be on a regular maintenance? Or
it should, yeah. I think something like that should be done every 5 years or something, you know. And what we've been doing, since we started our grease control program, we've been adding not only to the grinder stations, the 22 grinder stations in the system, we've also added the grease control packets in the main lift stations. But even so, there's still all that stuff just gets accumulated in the bottom of the tanks, and it just accumulates. They're like each one of those lift stations are hoarders. So, we've pumped everything over to the old tank. I talked about that last month, and we're running a little better on the north tank. South tank is shit, so I can never get it right. So we're running a little better, but it's still coming in. It's still heavy because of the grinder stations. What happens is that it gets all ground up, then it gets ground up in the lift station, gets to another lift station, gets ground up, and then it's sent to the plant, and it's all like a, it's like a, what I call a milkshake, and it's hard to process and keep track of. So what I'd like to do is get that south tank pumped out, and it's not cheap, and utilize that south tank to go into the plant first, goes into that south tank. We mix it, aerate it, and then pump it over to the north tank and then process it. That way it's called an equalization tank. It gets the stuff settled out. And that's a long term. But we're looking for room for wintertime.
Is this a new process? We don't do that now going into the south.
Right, we don't, correct. Yeah, it's not being done now, but that would be a helpful solution to before the upgrade.
Is that what this wet hauling number is?
Yeah, that's the wet hauling. That would take all the liquid that's in that tank, the aeration, the zone one, zone two, the digester, and the clarifier would be just completely empty out. And we'd clean it. The guys would be in there with we did clean the North Railroad lift station when we had the problem with the fuel oil. As you recall.
Now, you said this should be done every 5 years. Is that a schedule that you'd maintain out of the plan, or is this something?
I think so, and I think we've got a number now that we should probably start putting that in the budget, you know, and let it build up. It'd be identified that as an item that we would use particularly just for that purpose. Mm-hmm. So we look into the tank, I would say every 5 years, but you know, we keep a track of it. And if 5 years comes down or 4 years, we look at 5 years. If it looks like it's good, maybe we can cite it to the next mm-hmm. year. But we've already had in the budget, we'll already have in the budget for next year, the following year, so much that would be put aside that would be identified just for that purpose.
But you've got a the maintenance schedule
yeah.
every 5 years that'll yeah. pop up that
yeah.
either we do or we don't, but
and then we there. Still have the PM schedule that I put into the budget for the, you know, we'll just follow that along
yeah.
and we'll just keep it's good economic sense.
Yeah, I think if we can stick to a schedule of some sort so that things don't get out of hand
right.
and then we aren't stuck.
Yeah. And we know, and where? We know what we've got to put aside. Mm-hmm. We know what we've got to charge. We know, you know, it's a better idea.
And with this problem with the North Railroad, that didn't get back to Fuller's building at all yet,
or then? Now, no, I didn't hear anything from him.
Okay,
but I'm sure. And the previous time I did.
Yeah, I think you would have if there was an issue.
Yeah, and he did. He come over. He's a nice gentleman. Very, very patient. He understands what's going on. I mean, and he's not happy with the bridge construction because it's affecting his building. Oh, and so, and I'm pretty sure that there's doing a lot of vibration and there's heavy equipment.
Do they even use that?
You know,
no, I don't think he's even in there anymore.
Oh, so they're all working from home.
Oh, I thought he moved over down to Florida. I thought it was that place where I moved to Florida.
Yeah, there's probably two or three people in there now. Yeah, one of them was him.
So they've closed it for this construction?
No, I think
it's before COVID.
The COVID, they started working from home and probably found out that they could do everything they do there
right
off the computer at home.
Yeah. They wouldn't be the only ones.
That's true.
I wish I could do that.
Give it time.
That day will come. You'll be sitting at home watching the truck.
Yeah.
Yep. It goes down the highway.
Yep. Yeah. Driving it from home.
One of the things I wanted to point out also is that we did fail this month for our ammonia. It was a little elevated, and that was taken before we cleaned that air out. We just, after we had the issues with the air, we built more solids, and we were trying to get everything to come back, but we just needed to clean the darn thing out and start again, so. That's what we ended up doing. So we should be okay moving forward. We just missed the permit limit. So, but I think we'll be all set going forward. Everything is much better right now. We'll just be aware of that. So it's not a surprise.
Now you need this proposal signed and returned back to. You or?
The PM would be nice. I'd like to get Al up here and get that South Railroad station done.
Okay.
We have a gentleman, the house there, they're going to be running the sewer to that. I'm waiting for them to give me a call, so I'll be in there to inspect that.
That new house?
Yeah, the new house on South Railroad.
Okay. And then that plan service proposal, $3,700?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have copies of it? Do you have copies of that?
I don't.
Just see where it's proposal, service proposal for the pumps for
$3,708. And that's going to have to come on the station, right?
Yeah.
Now this again is addressed to town. It's okay, or just leave it, or should we get
another? Oh, well, I got another one sent to you that you can. Sally understands, and I look back at the other proposals that they sent, and they were all village.
Okay.
So that was the one that wasn't. But I have the village one too, and I just gave you a copy of another
okay. one. We sign that and give it to you back to you.
Sure. Okay. And I'll put back to scan it and send it back to her.
Okay. Hang on to that so we don't lose it in the paperwork here, and then we'll forget to give it back to them. All right. Any other questions? Or I had a question, but I've lost it now.
About the board report, Cindy is usually remember being on the radar O'Reilly. I mean, she's usually one step ahead of me.
Usually it's there for any yes. time.
So the board report is now in your email. I just sent it out there. Okay. Sorry about that.
Where do they have to haul this to in this tank?
They have three or four different spots that they go to, depending on who's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
He did say Casanova takes it sometimes it's watered down, but they're limited nowadays as far as what they do.
How's that doing much?
And then, yeah, watered down is hidden as.
And then now to the county?
Yeah.
Syracuse?
Yeah.
Look at three different places.
I was just curious because, estimate 45,000 gallons in there, travel time and trying to figure out, get it done in 2 days with two trucks.
Yeah. Well, the truck, they bring in the big rig, the two big haulers they bring in, back them right in, pump them up.
They're just back trucks, right?
And using the back trucks. Yeah.
These lift stations and the one there at North Railroad, still affected by the rains. Once they get all cleaned out, it's still influenced by the.
There's still I&I.
And that's where a lot of the grit and stuff comes from. You gotta find that.
Yeah, should be
in the
top. Still looking.
Still looking.
You're wonderful.
I didn't go that
secret place that it's found for.
Just. Put the caps on, televised, and smoke tested.
No, it's not
that hard. It's still
coming silent.
All right.
Do you want to borrow my glasses?
All right. Any other questions? Any of the numbers there that Tom had given us regarding the that's about 2 days, 10 hours a day, operator, vehicle, transport, disposal. A chunk of change there.
Yeah, it's a big chunk of change, yeah. By doing that, as Tom was saying, we start to use that other basin as an EQ basin, which then should allow us to process everything easier because we can pump it over, hopefully. When we don't have all that rain coming, we can get it over there a little bit slower.
It makes sense, but our numbers, we like to keep the tank at a number called 2900, 2700. In the beginning, it was nice when we changed it, got the fresh going, it was good. We're down at 2000. Now what happens is we got it down to 29 after we waste it and put the bad stuff out. Within 4 days, it's up to 4,800. It's all in solids coming in. Sorry, the process.
By having that other tank, it's basically a storage tank.
Slow it down. We'll mix it all up and then we'll just pump it over to that.
You guys have everything you need to pump it.
We do.
We can use what's up there.
But we may incorporate an engineering thing, something like for a temporary, for a short term. Maybe they can hook us up with some controls, something that's controlled. And it would just be one pump. We'll figure something out.
So I was curious how we're going to, it's not a bad idea, but we got to figure out how to get that tank to that tank. But we're not dealing with every day,
Yeah.
Which tank are you using?
He's
standing on the ramp.
One on your right.
The one on the left.
No,
that one's junk.
The one on the right.
The one on the left is junk.
That's south.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I just didn't hear, but and then, I wanted to make it easier.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the, so it's the one right to north.
Okay.
That's the one that's got all the new aeration and everything in it.
Which one just got refurbished?
The one on the right.
Someone I can't remember.
Tom, we had an invoice for some pressure switch tubing from Parrish Hardware.
Yes.
What exactly did that go to?
That goes, that went to the North Railroad lift station.
Okay, thank you. So Kevin and I knew where to put it.
Okay, we had three proposals now from wastewater system. And the motion to accept those three proposals. One was for SeaWorks for how much?
$3,708.
We have the two here from Excavating Equipment Company again. $6,870 and $26,400. The motion to accept these proposals.
What's the third one?
That's the pump up the
right, the 27.
Seaward.
Yeah, no, what's the Seaward. 68.
No, you don't have the Seaward one.
That's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
I see it real quick.
Yeah.
And there's the maintenance of the
of that one tank. Molestation.
Yeah. Molestation. Yeah. Better rebuild on those.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what we'll do is we'll coordinate the cleaning out, and him, he'll be happy. You know what I mean? Just get off and on the level. He'll put the new O-rings and new back pads on the belts and stuff like that. He'll go right through. He's a Gordon rep. Al is probably, to me, is the best mechanic in the country. And I've been around. And he just, he knows the stuff backwards and forwards.
Right. So that's in the budget.
Yes.
The other two things are not.
Sorry, I was going to say, because I remember we talked about doing that one a year or whatever, once you get it all rebuilt.
Yeah. That one's in the budget.
That one's in the budget. The other two aren't.
The other two are not.
Yeah, we budgeted a little bit more for this. I think about for $5,500 for this. Mm-hmm. So.
Nothing's ever okay. Until you get the bill.
It's definitely not okay.
That's right. I make it like a lot easier when it's cleaned out and there and done.
Yeah. But then we have to remember, right, that we want to take $5,000 a year and put it in the savings account so that 5 years from now,
right,
we'll be able to have the money to do that.
Yeah.
So when budget time comes, we'll have to remember to remind each other about that one right there.
Yeah.
Well, you want to see the other two?
Make a motion. We accept them.
Second.
Okay. Not that we really had a choice.
Right. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Mm-hmm. You guys are just nerd of it.
I wish we were hearing what September. What?
September, the end of September, or
beginning of October. No, when the new WIA grants go in, we're not going to probably hear it. Have we heard anything from Ian about nothing?
I haven't heard anything. I've sent him a couple of notes.
Because right, he had just gotten
grants, but I haven't heard anything.
He had just gotten final approval from the DEC. Yes, okay, I'm on it now. Brain's functioning. Just got the final approval letter from the DEC that they accepted. They accepted everything that gets sent to them. And this is blah, blah, blah. And so that has to all be into EFC by September 9th. And so for to be put in this year's grant pool.
Yep.
So that's when we'll actually go into the grant pool, and we probably won't hear until this time next year. Whether actually last year, I think they were like July-ish.
Yes, it's June, July.
So early June last year.
Yeah, that we got. So hopefully, you know, by early June next year, we'll know whether we can, we have, you know, what kind of money we
right. get
in grants, and we should be able to get 0% interest loans or very low interest loans.
I hope they're staying on top. I got a note here, spoke with Carly, they're moving, missing work plan for the project. A couple memos, W or MWBE, etc. This came from Environmental EFC. I've attached a blank form for you to use and send it back return. Please submit it.
Send that to Ian?
She sent it to Tanner. And I got a copy because it came to me as well.
And say, does Ian have everything he needs to
send? I think
this?
So. Tanner, we sent Tanner all the Ian. 2 years worth of the reports.
Yeah.
About a month ago or something.
So I just want September's coming up pretty close.
Yeah, that was the MWBE utilization.
Yeah, and ESDVOB and EEO work plan for this project.
MWBE. I'm sending him a text right now.
Okay, and he'll be.
This went to Ian, and it went to Tanner and a couple other people on the list here.
What was the last one, EEO, and what was the other one? The one in between?
SDVOB.
SDVOB. I don't know. What is that? Disadvantaged business. Okay.
I've attached blank form for you to use. Please let Carly know if you have any questions. Submit it to her and copy Haseem and myself. Send it back. Then I have a memo from Vail.
Yep.
Implementation schedule. Did you get a copy of that?
Yep. And then okay. He did send that. I did get a copy of the new schedule. So
okay.
Vail. Oh, I think Vail actually. Sorry.
Yeah, Vail. Vail give that one. Yeah. Vail give it the final approval. Send the notes and you're good to go.
As long as Val doesn't call me.
You got time.
Sounds like Igor when you got him.
Very deep voice.
Yeah.
And when you see him, his voice does not go with the person.
Oh, yeah. But by the time I get done conversing, he's that sounds like a gentle giant. He's changed his tune. And,
oh, yeah, he always just.
Yeah. Just give him 5 minutes and he's a whole different tone. All right, any other questions or comments to be had? If not, is there a motion to accept the report?
I'll make a motion to accept the report.
Second.
Second.
All
favor.
All right, codes.
Okay.
Good.
See
you. Tom, you want these? They're
yes,
signed
please.
Already? So yep. What happened with the PM schedule that they're supposed to send us?
I didn't get his PM schedule.
No, we
didn't. All right, I'll make sure that you know. Mike has got that
make
down.
Make sure I get the copies.
Okay,
you got thank it. You.
Yeah. July, I've been busy doing the milling permit. Milling inspections, property maintenance violations,
just as much as I don't know if you must have one set.
Re-inspections, I have been working with several residents with their property violations. 6 building permits, 1 zoning permit, 19 building property inspections, 1 campground permit, 1 operating permit, fire inspection, 6 property maintenance violations, 4 property maintenance violations year to date, 4 property maintenance violations closed out, 2 second notices, building permit fees, $1,639.08, miles, $226.02.
Make
a motion we accept his report.
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
We got questions for you.
Featured poor neighbor. Oh,
Paul, Doug Allen Court.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, it says everybody else. Thank you.
There you go. And I've got a copy here from Jill.
Yep, I'll put it in this folder. Thank you.
The Hugnall Recreation Guide has a new revised printing, and I've got some additional copies for you as a result. And when we run out of those, I'd be happy to provide you with more as they are available. The reprinting, we actually ran out of the first printing, and we went to get it printed, and I'm sure you've heard, because of COVID problems, there have been in the publishing industry with availability of paper and ability to get print jobs like that done because of the shortage of paper, but we were at last able to get some more copies run off. So the Tug-Hill Commission currently has an opening for a projects specialist. Applications are open until September 1st, and more information is available on the Tug-Hill website in the July 29th Tug-Hill Times. And you already know about the New York Forward Grant Program. We've been assisting all the communities in the Tug-Hill region that were interested in applying for that. It sounds like an interesting program. It's basically a scaled down version of the existing downtown revitalization initiative, such as the city of Oswego took advantage of. And what they decided is they could scale it down to make the scale more appropriate for smaller rural communities and give out more awards that way as well. So this is their first time through with the New York Forward program. They are currently anticipating that they'll do it again next year, but this first year they're doing a lot of feeling their way through the process to see how it works and if what they're trying to accomplish is being accomplished by the way they have the program set up. So could very well be there's changes between this year and if the program does come around again next year. One of the very good things that you did is you got your application in, and what that does is the applications are due on September 23rd, but getting your letter of intent in means you're getting consulting time with consultants that will help you talk through the possibilities and see what kind of a fit you are for the program. It may be that you'll find that you're not ready to apply this year and you need to do some more work to be more ready for next year. But that's, like I said, that's the advantage of the early part of the process is you're going to get some additional insights that will help you shape any application you may make before the actual application date. So it's kind of like having a coach and a partner to help you with this process. So that's extremely useful. So that's the New York Forward Program. The Tug-Hill Commission just released a new issue paper on regulating short-term rentals, and I've got a copy of that paper for you. And the last thing I have is Oswego County has a new visitor's guide brochure out. So I've got a letter brochure for you. There you go. That's all I have for you tonight.
I make a motion we accept his report.
Okay, I'll second it. You get all in favor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay, unfinished business. There's the question I had for Tom, and I knew I had it, but I couldn't find it. North Railroad Pole Barn. What was the status on that? We haven't heard anything, and he didn't tell us. I meant to ask him while he was here. Oh, nobody's heard anything about that. Oh, Kevin would know. Check with him. All right, Mill Street Corner. Fuller Gifting. He's going to gift the village the corner at Mill Street and 69. And we have we'll take a vote on it if we, I suppose if it's a gift, it's something we would want. I'm not sure for what purpose, but maybe.
Yeah, but what are we going to do with it and what's it going to cost us? Now, if we have a parking lot, we have to have somebody plow it. We'll make it a parking lot.
We're going to have a probably blacktop or something to make it usable in the winter season. If it's soil and grass over, then that could be a problem. But right now, he's gifting that to us.
Wasn't there some zonings or something that the lawyer said something about there was some Steve. Issues or what Steve said something about issues with that.
Steve, you're here with us?
I am.
Yeah. He is here and he's able to unmute himself and he's ready. Mm-hmm. He's unmuting now.
Can you guys hear me?
So I'm not hearing him. What's going on with that?
How about now?
I'll be working right now.
Any luck? Hello? I can't. It's okay.
Yeah, it says the speakers are on 100. We're not hearing anything.
You're not hearing anything at all? How about now? How about now?
Ah, we can hear you now.
There we go. All right, good to hear. All right, so questions regarding the property?
Yes. Yeah, didn't you say there were some restrictions with it or something?
I wasn't aware of any restrictions for this particular property. I'll have to look into the exact zoning. I just said that we would have to, I think what the restriction one was back when we were granting the easement. This one's a little bit different. This is a different topic in that there's basically a house this guy wants to give us.
Oh, there's no house
anymore. No, there's no house.
Not anymore.
Well, there was one at one point, according to Google Maps, at least.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember exactly what your email said about, I know you said something about that property.
Well, I think the issue is we'd have to pay for all of the transcribing costs and things like that. So that's, he's gifting it to us, but we need to pay to get it into our name. So it's...
That cost. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure of the exact cost as of right now. I'm wondering if Mr. Gannant is just going to do like a simple property transfer. I don't think we're doing anything crazy like title insurance or anything like that. So the cost should be relatively minimal, but it's still, do we want just random property A?
Right. I mean, it would make a good parking lot. It's fairly close for village parking.
No, you're completely right.
We don't have
perhaps a perfect spot for an electrical one of those EV chargers we've been talking about.
That'd make a better location than where we talked about originally putting it. Just my opinion on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh. Okay. I for some reason thought there was something with it that I couldn't remember exactly what it was.
I'll look into it to see if I did say something, but to be honest, when I first brought, I'm having a little bit of difficulty remembering when I first brought this up. I don't think there was any sort of poison pill or anything here attached that we should worry about, but I will redouble my effort and look at it, but it'd probably be a good idea to decide that barring a poison pill, would you guys accept it?
Well, you said there's an understanding that there might be a code issue with this property. They want to give some lenience to.
Yeah, so it's my understanding that I think he's gotten hit for like overbrush or something like that. And since we'd be taking the property, and it's taken us a little bit of time to decide, I'd say it's probably not necessarily fair that he gets hit with the full amount of the code issue. But that's me. I'm not part of the government here. I'm just offering suggestions.
That's what that was about then. Okay. That makes more sense to me. So there's outstanding... Just one.
How much is it?
Nothing yet. We got to the 21st of March.
Well, what? There's all, it's all
over there.
Has he done anything about it?
What was the wing back?
It's a week. 10 inches high. Grass and then the village.
Yeah.
Even vacant lots have to be done.
Okay.
So, what would you like? Is there a motion to accept?
I'll go down and whack it. Yes.
I mean, do we think we can do anything with the property?
Yeah, we could put the EV station there. I mean, or additional parking for the.
Right, I mean, it's an off cost.
Instead of everyone parking on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Make it
a possible solution to our parking issue.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if that's what we're going to have a use for it, you know, then yeah, I said we could take it. And...
Absolutely.
Probably have to blacktop it and get it ready to use it for blacktop parking.
And I don't know about all that's some serious money right there.
We'll put some,
well, you got to put something on there for the
parking or something. Yeah.
Something, yeah.
Something along those lines would be a little cheaper than blacktop.
As long as it works for the winter and doesn't get...
It's something that's run by codes that we can do with it.
Millings.
Millings, right.
Yeah. Who gives away millings now?
County.
They
you
do?
Know, you know people.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah,
I make a motion when you accept it.
I second it. Don says he's going to pull the law for it, so you don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'll come down next week and whatever. I'll give you my weed eater and you do it.
Before the 21st?
The 21st and 22nd.
Am I going to be home?
I don't know.
Steve, did you send papers that I had to sign for this?
20th is Saturday.
I sent papers a while ago. I'm happy to drop off originals or something like that for signature.
Okay. I guess I just had copies to look over. Yeah,
my kid had a positive exposure, so I'm trying to keep away from people for a little bit. So I'll probably be next week at the earliest. I think it's when the quarantine is up.
Okay. No problem. Very good. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. My buddy says the main character can't get COVID. So that's famous last words. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I have something in before I forget it, because I'll forget it later. Those COVID test kits I gave you, the FDA has extended the expiration date on those. Originally, they had an expiration date of 7/22. It's been extended to January 22 of 2023. So the COVID test kits that you had in that batch are still authorized.
I'll see if I can get my kitty down there and we wipe the brush down.
Yeah, because I won't be on until Sunday.
See that, or you know, like he said, make a lenience for it, because yeah, we're gonna take it. It's gonna be our responsibility to keep it knocked out anyway. So
I'll just go down there with some weed killer. You don't want weeds growing in the parking lot.
Clorox, chlorine works really well for that.
All right. I don't know what I did. I jumped around, I guess. The Camden Group contract renewal. That was due May. And we were supposed to look it over, and basically it's pretty much the same as what previously, except there was the last point that he had on his.
I want to know what the deal is, why they don't want to show us a PM schedule. It says right in the contract they're doing it, and they can't give me one. I've asked for one.
You've been asking for
one. You know what?
Well, then how about this? Why don't we make that? We'll approve it and we'll sign it. Once we get the schedule.
All right, that sounds good.
That's my motion on that one.
Because I'm good with the fact that they would just tell me, well, we haven't had the manpower, we haven't done it. And instead of getting smoking on my butt every month, because
I'm keeps telling you going to do it.
Well, then we can put off signing it until we get it. That's all. Right. Once we get it.
It says it's right in the contract that they do it. And they should have a schedule. They should have a schedule. How often do they do it? 6 months? Every year? Every 5 years? What gets done? They should have a checklist.
Well, that's right? What he was saying, every 5 years.
But that's just for that one.
Right, but everything.
Everything should be in it.
And I'd like to see the chart. So we have a chart here, and we can keep checking on, yes, is it getting done? No, it's not getting done. And if we have issues, well, it's because somebody didn't do the job.
Right. And if they're not getting it, why can't you just come on and say they're not doing it? I don't want to be Is it so hard to say that?
Well, you don't know if it's being done or not.
I think you're right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want that, I say we go ahead, you know, we'll approve it, assign it once we get that.
Okay.
And we'll post, you know, we can post it to whatever or predate it, whatever.
When we get the PM schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't say something about it, but that's okay. And then in two, what they didn't include was the last item, which was mowing and snow plowing, which I thought that was an issue that we had discussed who was going to mow, and if that was not included in the proposed.
I know they said he does the plowing up there because it's easier for them, so that way they can go to work a lot out of their way.
Okay, that was for that. Then,
at least that's what he said in the past, right?
That was the only basically thing that was different, and there was some other number things, but we do need a schedule. Otherwise, we're going to be keep getting stuck with these maintenance problems.
All right, fair enough. Appointment of the village clerk.
All right, we have the resignation of Evelyn, previous clerk, and the appointment of Tasia, a new village clerk. We have approval of the board. Motion on that.
I'll make the motion.
One second.
Yeah,
I've done some
now. We're letting you do it.
Really?
I suck at it.
She had one. They had in the paper, has anyone responded?
Nobody. And then we had
it. Oh, and that only runs next week is the last week. Okay. So I'm just going to let it finish.
Yep. Okay. So, and Tasia is very efficient and she can answer all your questions.
I might need a little time, but yes.
So I've appreciated working with her and getting to know her. So you will too. If you have questions, give her a call. Bank dehumidifier. I have called Mr. LaRocque a couple times trying to get an answer on the humidity issue. And we were going to go with the dehumidifier, and he wanted to talk to Brock about that. I don't know what Brock's last name is.
O'Hara.
And get back to me. I still haven't heard from him. So when he wants some money, he'll have to get back to us. I don't know whether he submitted anything for this round.
Did he put one in there?
Or the humidifier?
Yeah.
He was going to, but he wanted to talk to Brock. I'm not sure if it was to do that or the fan. We'd set a dehumidifier, and that's what I told him. And he said he wanted to get in touch with Brock and probably to see what he needed to do, or I don't know what the issue was. But he'd get back to me, and he hasn't called back. So, and I called him probably two or three times.
Since he's done the work, see how it looks in there or anything like that.
It looks good. He sent me photos. It looks good.
Has anybody been in it?
I haven't.
I think he has the only key. Well.
Yeah, he has the only key.
He does?
Yeah.
So, do you want me to reach out to Brock? I've been trying with, but I know I grew up with Brock.
Okay. So. See what the status is there. Leon's been in touch with him.
Because Leon hasn't answered me.
We should probably get another teammate for that too.
Yeah.
We get that back. I can run down to Quest Security and have them make another key.
Okay.
So we'll make that a stipulation. Yeah. I'm getting paid too.
Yeah. The
key has to come back.
Yeah. We get back. Just let me know when I'll come in. I'll grab it. I'll put on to Quest Security and have them cut another key.
Okay.
I'm sure it says do not duplicate, so I need something for them to actually have it.
Anything else rolled on finished business? If not, new business, the wastewater. Sewer proposal we took care of. Mill Street we did. New York Forward.
So like Paul said, that opens us up to two or three, opens up anybody in the state. They're wanting two or three, anywhere from $2.25 million to $4.5 million grants. We got the email yesterday. We have been approved for all of our office consultation. So we're in the running for the application process. I would like to set up the first meeting with them on the 29th at 10 a.m. It's a Monday.
Okay.
We have a committee that we had to submit with the letter of intent of Village. We have the Fullers, Cindy from the Jenkins Agency. If any of you would like to partake as well, just let me know. We can put you on the loop for that. The Tug Hill and Paul are part of that as well, at least in the loop.
That's for the forward, New York forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did we get an application in for the downtown revitalization?
No, so we did not apply for that because that is for much bigger municipalities. And that's only one award in the state.
Very good.
So if you want to be participating in the New York Forward, let her know in your email, and then.
And that doesn't mean you have to attend to all of the meetings. If you are in town and want to attend, you can. Otherwise, I will be sending out outlines and recaps as we go. So if you just want to be on the emails, that's fine too.
And any input that you have regarding that is welcome. And we'll all be compiled, and then when we meet the letter of application, when we make application, we can have all that information ready to go. And then there's a group there from
The Bergman architecture firm will be helping us set up the application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put me down for please email me on it.
Same here.
Okay.
This would be nice if something like this would happen to come through. It might enhance our little community. And if there's any other business people or persons in the community that you know of and are aware of that might want to participate, let us know. We can add them to the list as well. All right, any questions on any other questions on that? All right. The water committee formation. I contacted Ian. We're going to put an ad in the paper trying to set up a meeting to move forward. Is there a preference night for having any kind of a meeting regarding this? And I was trying to find out for me and what was the best for him. I would think Mondays or Thursdays to have any kind of gathering for information or questions and answers and giving direction might be the best nights. Is there a preference?
I can make either one work for me.
Okay.
It's kind of a mess for me.
Okay. Well, I can go with that and see what we can do.
I can do one night.
Good. All right, thank you. NYSERDA, we had a extension on our application. Village of Parrish has been designated the clean energy community by the state, New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA, after accomplishing 4 high impact actions and submitting an application for the grant of the amount of $5,000 on behalf of the village. Request a 2-month extension effective or application deadline of October 4th. Necessary because we're still collecting quotes. He said they'd be in here this week. Neil met with the plugins person who was going to give us a quote on what it would cost to put it over there by the Methodist Church. And now that we have this other property, we could do both or have them do a quote on doing it at the parking lot, unless we do one at a later date. I'm not sure what's most efficient and most effective. if we wanted two in different locations or just one in this location. And up till now, it has been located at the church, near the church, adjacent to the town park, or, you know, what is it, gazebo park, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So right now, that's where the quote will be. And it will be implemented at that location at the present time. And when we get the information back, we can ask a few more questions. But tonight, right now, that's where it was supposed to be. And they said they'd get back, and I emailed them, phoned them, and they assured me it would be forthcoming. But I haven't heard anything back yet. So I guess when we do, we'll know. Until then, I'm still waiting.
Did Tom or did Neil say if they said that location of their work or the power was close enough or anything like that? I think he was supposed to meet with them.
Yeah, he did meet with them, and there wasn't any issues, and it only was a quick little meeting, and it worked well. And he seemed to be pleased with what he heard and the interaction he had with him. I don't know, would we have any kind of issues with this location? Connecting in.
I don't think there's a transformer in the corner.
I almost think we have probably better, maybe have more power over on this side than we would over there, or maybe closer to a, you know, a pole or something.
Okay, well, maybe they can look that out as well. I ever hear from them, I'll give them, I'll send them an email tomorrow, see if I can get a response from them, and then see what it would be to put it in the Mill Street site. Canfield Park sign, we had Kathy Allardyce did a nice update on the sign, and it looks very good. We appreciate her efforts on that. We have a welcome sign out by Tom's house that we wanted to have addressed.
Next week. I'll probably get to it next week.
Next week.
I'm hoping I'm on vacation. So
okay.
He's on vacation.
That would be good. So we got one done and one to go. Tree trimming. Grid was supposed to come in and do some, or were saying they would.
They said they would have the numbers, but they were supposed to call Neil, and I haven't heard back from Neil if that happened. It should have been completed by now. But
it would be nice if it were.
Neil spoke with me at the thing down there and asked me if I could meet with him. I said, yeah. I should just give me a call and everything.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he's pretty busy with doctor's appointments. Yeah. Maybe he forgot, whatever. Anyways, there was a concern with getting the tree trimmed because it was blocking the speed sign. And I had spoke to the town, and they were going to be thinking about it. So they may trim some of the tree. I guess Grid's going to trim the top, and maybe the town will trim the bottom. It would be nice if it got trimmed back. But
where's this at?
Canfield Park.
Right. That's the post office, basically. When I had my truck, I wanted to take it down.
So shut up.
I said no.
I didn't say no.
You didn't?
No.
You
didn't take the whole tree down, though?
Yeah, I don't take the whole tree down. It's a mess.
As long as it's not going to touch any of our only taking it down.
Well, Grid's going to do that.
Yeah, that was why.
Maybe after they do that, I'll just
because they're laying on the line.
But you can't, you don't want to touch it.
You got to bring your truck over.
Oh, truck.
There you go. That's called the Gladiator.
I thought you were going on my other trucks.
Did he by any chance mention weeds at that location as well?
Who?
What? Neil mentioned weeds being added at Canfield Park.
For the EV station, right?
No, he didn't tell me. He just said, tell National Grid we need two more weeds at Canfield Park.
No,
he didn't say nothing.
They can't do anything until they have more information.
He wants to run more leads on poles for lights, Christmas lights and stuff like that. That's what that is.
Okay.
I'll bet. Because I know he was talking about that, wanting to run more leads on some of these poles so he can hook some of these extra lights we got for ornaments and Christmas and stuff.
Okay. That helps.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was about.
Probably the Christmas light, isn't it?
Yeah, if you talk about, you know, NIMO and leads, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
All right, records room transfer. We've made contact with the individual who was going to assist with making the transfer, and we were going to meet with him tomorrow at 9 in the morning, and hopefully he can move boxes and shelving, whatever needs to get done.
Well, while we're there, because I can't move much.
Right. Let's use them up as best we can while we got them.
Is there a reason why we don't put more of this stuff down there onto a digital database?
That's a good question.
Oh, I love
that. Because there's no law that says we can't do that.
We can do that.
Right. We can actually back a lot of that up onto a database, electric database.
Is it secured?
And then we can get lost. Yep. And then we can actually get rid of the physical copies and not have to keep them in the basement so long.
We have to keep one or two years.
Okay. Right. But we don't need to keep
further back.
Right. Exactly. So I'm just curious if there's a reason why we're not doing this. Plus, it probably, I think it'd actually be cheaper.
Yeah, I would too.
Because it'd give us more room down there.
You'd have to have somebody do the transfer and all the records to the
right.
Does that just consist of scanning?
I was just saying,
basically, yes. Scanning in a high definition scanner or whatever to make sure it's a good quality scan.
Right.
And then there's certain things we have to keep for a lot longer, but a lot of the stuff that we have down there, we could actually get rid of and free up so much room down there.
Is there some things that have to be in hard copy?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know exactly what has to be in hard copy.
We have a book in there that tells us.
She's the pro on that.
But there's a lot of that we don't need hard copies of if we have the digital copy, which we can
do. Do we have a scanner?
Yes.
The copier incorporates this.
But yeah, a lot of stuff we can just download
it
to us to a cloud base.
Done. Trust me. It's done.
Yep. Let's look at it.
I thought it's so much room.
Digital versions, you need to make sure they're going to continue to be accessible to you in the future.
Right.
So
that's where you come in. Right.
Can help with that. Helping you figure out what you need to do that's permanent in nature.
Yes.
Since you need, you know. My new computer doesn't even have a CD reader in it or a DVD reader in it. Yeah. So everything I have on that, if I didn't have my own that I could plug into it, it would be lost.
That's in the cloud, isn't it?
You run into with changing formats over the years and permanent documents. 100-year-old documents on paper, if the paper is held up, I can probably still read it.
Probably
your digital file 100 years from now, are we going to be able to? No.
Right. But if it's all into one database, it's easy when we have, you know, first upgrade, it upgrades all of it.
Yeah.
So as long as you're constantly adding to it, which we should be, it's always going to be updated. So it should never be a 100-year-old electronic document. You know, get into it.
And again, that gets into things whether. No, Adobe Acrobat, will Adobe be around, or will it have to be a transition in the documents to maintain those? You'll need multiple copies, because if you have only one copy, if there's degradation of the media, then again, you've lost your everything you scan. So.
Yeah, I know the state says there's a certain way to do it. I just know that we can do it.
Yeah, well, it's possible. It's definitely possible. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I think that's why we didn't get that one grant that I applied for, because I think they are leaning towards us all going electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it to an external hard drive along with flash drives. So technically, you could all have a copy. It can update every month, and then everybody has a copy. Mm-hmm. So that if something happens, there's multiple copies everywhere.
Right. I just think it's something we should really
possibly look into for a couple years.
How can you be sure, like you had said, that down the road, what equipment you will need to access it would fit what we're doing now?
That's part of the challenge.
Yep.
Well, it's part of the challenge, but at the same point, as long as we're constantly adding to it, any files, it should theoretically update itself when you update, you know, and this is just theory, though. Because you know, I'm not a you know tech whiz here, but if you have Adobe Reader and they update the file version when you upload the next one, it's going to want to update that file to read
Right.
That's the way it works now anyway.
It may or may not, though. There are some documents.
You're absolutely right.
They basically obsolete the oldest of the file formats when they update the file formats, do more and better. Sometimes they abandon old file formats.
That's like using Libre. Those may become obsolete before like Microsoft programs do. So having everything as a PDF is most likely the best option.
I want to say it almost states that you have to have a PDF
file. They have real strict rules.
Right, I know there's strict rules on it. I think it's something we should just look into.
No, I agree 100%.
Is this addressed in your record business?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As to even going to digital and putting it all in?
So that would be get rid of half that stuff.
And oh, yeah.
Which would free up a ton of space. Not only that, if you got to go down there and look up something,
and
you
could just very computer savvy.
That's one of the big advantages of having a digital format. It can potentially be more searchable and findable.
Yeah, so you type in a search word and it's going to search all in seconds as opposed to hours.
Right.
You know, makes
going through pages and stuff. What's the expense? The time to put it on? Or apparatus to do it.
The time to put it.
I would say the time is going to be the biggest expense.
It'll be the media, or possibly buying online storage as an additional storage destination.
Yeah, your storage is going to be.
Yeah, I think I'm like a cloud base or something. Would be decent. They're relatively inexpensive.
Definitely should be the next.
Yeah.
Does this become another budget item then when we look at budgets?
It depends on how you have to do it.
Yeah.
If it's something I work on when I have time.
Or we can get, seniors that need to put in their volunteer
community
time.
Community service.
Community time. Service.
Yep.
They can spend hours scanning stuff.
They can just stand there all day.
Right.
Seniors?
Yep.
Yeah, get any warm body to. All right, well, so hopefully this person will show up tomorrow and use them to the fullest and get whatever transfer has to be done and completed. All right, anything else for new business? We have one other item that has been discussed in the office is our front door exterior. The front door is looking poor, and I had thought we would replace the door, and then I was informed that maybe replace the whole section of it because the wood parts are starting to break down, and I suppose it's been there for quite a few years. So that's another item that we're looking at to get pricing on and see just exactly how much that would cost. But right now we haven't got very far with it, but if you've been in and out, you'd see the front door is needing some attention, so hopefully we can address that and maybe enhance the appearance of our building a little bit better. So if there's nothing else, we will go on to the rest of our agenda here. September 21st is our next monthly board meeting, and the 8th is a quarterly joint board. So we didn't have the last joint, so I don't know if there's a need for this one. I haven't spoken with the town supervisor. If you have any concerns, let me know. And if they don't have any, maybe we'll just dismiss that meeting as well. But
I just want somebody from the town to, tell us if there's any issues we need to look at on roadwise. They don't rip up anything for when they plow this winter that we need to be addressed now, so we don't get hit with a building middle winter.
Yep.
Because that really should be on them to tell us as part of their, we're responsible for the maintenance of it. Cool. But if they don't tell us about it, we can't fix it.
Right.
So if there's any concerns on their end, they need to tell us. That's really my only thing with that, which can be done over an email or phone calls.
Sure. Okay. I am the winner. All right. Anything else? If not, we'll go on with our payment of bills.
Okay, well, I came up with $3,748.13 that we owe. Does that sound about a good figure?
I haven't ended up by which batch it is. That
$3,748.13. Are my calculations on my phone?
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to pay that.
Sorry.
Good. That's from the Salmon Rivers Joint Activity Account. That's not from the village.
Right.
So the general fund vouchers 37 through 55 in the amount of $11,029.42.
Motion
to pay. Sorry. Sewer fund vouchers 32 through 48 in the amount of $46,609.21.
I'll make a motion to pay.
Sorry.
And for the G&A fund, vouchers 32 through 42, the amount of $2,735.83.
I'll make a motion to pay.
So good.
I make a motion to dismiss for something else.
Back in.
Very good. Thanks. Good to see you guys. Take care.
See you in another 3 months.
Thank you for coming up with that suggestion. That I've been wanting to do that for
And I've only been here 2 weeks.
And I wanted that. I've been just reading on some stuff a while back and I saw it and I thought, why don't we do that?
Why won't we?
Right.
It just would make everybody's life so much easier.
A lot less heavy lifting.
Yeah.